السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه أما بعد. A message to the Ummah 201. In last 48 hours, I was encounter with many people. And these people is fluctuating between two things. One, unbelievable ambition to the level of arrogance, stubbornness, and ego. And they do not know what they can be in a state of kufr and shirk because the style of behavior is not calm. It doesn't contain the quality of a mu'min. And they rush with unbelievable demand. And in meantime, they do not see their faults. Everybody see their faults except themselves. This is one extreme. This is when shaitan make you full of yourself, full of ego and arrogance, to the point you hardly calling Allah in the right time. You hardly show poverty to Allah. You hardly show any humble and humility. You hardly show any calm and tranquility of the mu'min. And this is a hadith Qudsi of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibn Adam, don't run jari al-bariya or jari al-wuhush fil bariya. Don't run like the vicious animal in the jungle after their own prey until they become super tired. Because you have to remember what is written for you is written for you. You cannot miss it. And what is not written for you, you will not receive it. What this meaning for me? Yes, I make an effort. Yes, I try. But with complete tawakkul and trust in Allah, not myself, not my intellect, not my money. And you have another extreme. I talk to people. They become so passive, so weak, so fatigue. And the cycle is so negative. Super negative. Everything is negative. Even if Allah gives them the quality, they cannot move. They cannot move an inch. Why? Defeated. Both defeated from shayateen of themselves and shayateen. Where it coming from? You have the two extreme, full of ego and arrogance, and full of yourself, which is no, because it can reach the level of shirk and kufr. I'm not going to go to the detail. People do not like it, but this is the truth. You can go to many hadith and many ayat, and you discover it. That's why Allah gave us the whole story of many nations and many people like Qarun, like Haman, like other. And you have the another extreme, the weak, no will, no strength, confused, no any trust of anything, even no zeal, no desire to be, just living in a corner of complaining and blaming and feel, I cannot make it, tell me what to do, and tell me what to do. But they do not have any will within. Where it coming from? Extreme will to the point you have no Allah at all. Extreme defeat and weakness, which it has no Allah at all. Remember, shaitan has two tricks, always in everything. Extreme. Extreme ego, extreme defeat. Extreme arrogant, extreme weak and defeated. And I don't have it. I don't know if I can make it. I cannot make it. I cannot make it. Whose language is that? Shaitan. Both. Apply it to beauty, to lifestyle, to thinking, to feeling, to job, to relationship, everything. Because if shaitan get you, shaitan get you. He will not get you in one topic. He will get you in one topic to get you in all the topic. I assure you, a couple of days ago, one of the very, very extreme dangerous ayat in Quran, and Allah explained it. فَاسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمْ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan is overwhelming them. And what is the first thing he does? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. He make them forget the remember of Allah. أُولَئِكَ هُمْ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. They are the party of Shaitan. Go read the rest of the verse. Allah will make you, or Shaitan make you, a loser, defeater, a mushrik, a kafir, a zalim to yourself. In Rajab. Yes. Because he wants you to earn the defeat and the anger of Allah over you. You enter Sha'ban, you defeat it, you enter Ramadan, you're gone. My dear brother and sister in Islam, everything in this life, if you go to my Jinn 1 and 2, the two sessions, Jinn 1 and 2, you find a mu'min cannot be in extreme anything. Extreme love, extreme fear, extreme worry, extreme future, any extreme. Why? Because if you are a mu'min, you're in a state of iman, you're in a state of belonging to Allah, Allah will give you this beautiful tranquility and peace within. We make an effort, yes. We have a will to do, yes. For goodness sake. Even if I have zero anything, I have zero money, I have zero ability, I have zero health, I have everything is zero. But if I have Allah with me, and I said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. If I mean it in my heart, I really mean it. This is what Allah wants. This is what Allah wants. Allah do not want my means. Allah do not want my money. Allah do not want my intelligence or my ability or disability. Allah wants from me only one thing. Pure intention with complete trust in Allah, rely on Allah. The moment I have 100% poverty to Allah, 100% rely on Allah, 100% trust in Allah, Allah will show me. But what Allah wants from me, with all the negativity and all the odd and all the disability, I said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, and I'm full of power. Where is the power coming from? The power of Iman. The power of your Iman. Iman of what? Your Iman of Allah. Is that the means? No way, no way, no way is the power of Iman. The more you have Iman, the more you have power. The more you have power, the more Allah will allow you to do. And the more Allah will make other musakhar to you, Allah will make the whole earth a slave to you. You remember the Hadith Qudsi? Ya dunya, O dunya, man khadamaki fastakhdimi. O dunya, whoever slave himself to you, make him your slave. وَمَنْ خَدَمَنِي فَخْدِمِي. And whoever slave himself to me, O dunya, O this life, be his own slave. And everybody become your slave. Why? Because you are belong to Allah. You belong to Allah, Allah slave everything to you. Is not what you have, is not what you don't have, is not your strength, is not your ability, is not your disability, is not your money, is not your beauty, is nothing. It's all in the hand of Allah. The more you trust, the more you rely, the more you surrender your heart and mind and everything to Allah, the more Allah will facilitate everything for you. It's Allah. It's Allah. It's not the mean. It's not the mean at all. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we have almost 7 days or less to Rajab. And now, do you want to really leave Rajab with all your diseases intact in your heart? Can anybody do dhikr in your behalf? Can anybody change your heart in your behalf? Because I hear a sentence. Please tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I will do. You will do. But you will do because somebody tell you to do. What happened if he doesn't tell you to do? You will not do. And now the cycle continues. You don't tell me to do. What do you have in your heart? What you have in your heart? What kind of love you have in your heart? What kind of fear you have in your heart? What kind of ambition you have in your heart? What kind of will you have? What you want? Is not you. Is it, you do not tell your husband or wife or somebody, what do you want? No, what do you want? Allah is looking at your heart. Your heart. Allahu Akbar kabira wa alhamdulillahi kathira wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila la ilaha illallah wa la na'budu illa iyyah mukhlisina lahu ad-deen wa law kariha al-kafirun. My dear brother and sister in Islam, in the middle of all the fitan and deception and confusion, you might be running now alone. And the call came, Dajjal is coming. What are you going to do? You will ask people what to do? Or you will ask Allah, guide me, Allah. Give me strength. Don't snatch my iman from me. What happened if you fear Dajjal above Allah? You're finished. You're finished. It will happen. It's not if, it's when. The fitan increase. And when the fitan increase, what Allah want from me? He want me to surrender to Him more. Trust Him more. Rely on Him more. Show poverty to Him more. And He will open for me. He will guide me. He will protect me. He will give me light. He will give me wisdom. He will give me strength. He will give me ability to see the truth and follow it. And He will give me the ability to see the falsehood and not follow it. He's the one. By this way, my message to me and you, what do you have in your heart? What do you want between you and Allah? And if you're not straight with Allah now, imagine, can I go to Allah with hypocrisy? Can I go to Allah with lie, manipulation? Can I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have kufra and shirk? Some of the early imam, he said it. He said, you cannot reach Allah and you have a statue sitting in your heart, meaning shirk and kufr. You cannot. Allah will not enter your heart. Allah enter your heart according to how much humble and humility and trust and rely. I'm keep repeating it because it is the core. It's not the mean outside. It's not the disability. It's not the ability. It is your heart. Your heart. Don't ever forget this word. It is your heart. Your intention. The more you have iman with Allah, for Allah, the more you hold tight the robe of Allah, the more Allah will be with you. And if Allah with you, you will never have all this fatigue and weak and confusion and passive and no will. No way. No way. This lack of iman or the absence of iman. And you will never have the ego and arrogance and stubbornness and everything according to you in the time you want, in the way you want. Again, this fluctuation from extreme ego and arrogance to extreme defeat and weak, only the lack of journey of iman. And why the heart is getting too far from Allah and the heart now is full of shayateen. You like it or you don't, go study. Go read the ahadith and ayat. Allah bear witness. I am telling you before it's too late. You see, Allah do not care about nothing except the heart of the mu'min. The heart is not your good deed, is not your bad deed. Is not the ultimate worship, is not the amount of sins. No, again, is the iman of Him. The belief in Him, the trusting in Him, the rely on Him. Show gratitude, show thanks, be content. Don't look to what others have or do not have. Don't demand. Don't demand, you will pay the price. You can wish, yes. You can make dua, prayer, yes. But you leave it to Allah. If it's written, it's written. If it's not written, it's not written. Finished. But you do not demand and go after it to the point you drive yourself crazy and you drive all the environment crazy. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. We are in the end of time. Deception will increase. Confusion will increase. But the fitan will increase. But this doesn't give me the right to keep going, blaming and complaining and crying baby or drama queen or back and forth and manipulating the truth, because all this is the net of shaitan. But the mu'min, again I repeat myself over and over again, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa'atasantu billah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. By the name of Allah, I seek the power and strength and protection and the will, and I say, Ya Allah, be with me. Done. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.